Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am.
Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is Throne Room Wednesday. It is Walla Wednesday tonight. We are taking your prayers, your petitions along with you to the throne of grace tonight. The doctor is in tonight. He will be praying with you. So tell somebody, anybody out there in radio land who can get a call in the United States, we have listeners in other countries, tell them to call 818-668-5428. So they can be here in the queue for the prayer line tonight. Yes, we are here live in the Apple Valley studio, ready, willing, and able to take your prayer requests, your praise reports, your words of encouragement, your communication with us tonight. We're ready, willing, and able to take that to the throne of grace tonight with you. Tonight we're going to be praying for you, praying with you, hoping and believing with you, having the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, that God will intercede in prayer. Yes, yes, and yes, yes, yes. God can and God will. So we're just so elated tonight that you are here on Wednesday night. This is our weekly Throne Room Wednesday. Every Wednesday we come on at 8 o'clock, the Throne Room Wednesday, where we have all of our prayers and praise reports and everything, and all the petitions go up before the Lord, before his throne. So that's awesome, Sauce, because you guys matter. Now, we originally do the show because God gives us the opportunity to do the show, but you guys are the reason why we're coming on. Through God, he allows us to come on this air every week, and as long as he gives us the unction and the gumption, the doctor will always be on every Wednesday for a while out Wednesday, where all the prayers and petitions go to him. And every Thursday, he will be on for Learner's Lounge Thursday for Bible study. So every Thursday that he has the opportunity to come on, he shall and he will be on for Learner's Lounge Thursday. So it is amazing, a blessing feat, that we have this opportunity to come on with you, to share with you twice a week what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto Radio Land listeners. God did say that two or three assembled, he will be in the midst of every week. You guys are assembling with us in Radio Land. That's awesome. And as you know, every Wednesday I like to do inspiration time. I like to just inspire you guys to, you know, be more effective and keep smiling. Tonight, for inspiration, I'd like to talk to you all about happiness. I personally believe happiness is the key to everyday life. It takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. Just waking up in the morning should shed some light on happiness for the day. If you start off with an excellent morning from the time you wake up, thanking God for your wake up and all that he's done to get you through the night, to allow you to rise the next day, just that little bit of joy and happiness can carry throughout the day. Because when you think about it, God's not done with you yet. He has a greater purpose for your life. That's why he woke you up today. And if he still has that same purpose for you, he'll wake you up tomorrow. So that's really awesome to know that just a smile. And then when you're happy and you see someone else, you may say, hello, or God bless you. And that'll change their day. That'll put a smile on their face because that was a joyous, happy act of kindness. Just to say hello to someone, God bless you. Hope you're having a blessed day. That actually works, does brighten somebody's day. Someone could be having the most terrible day ever, and the moment you pass them, hi, how are you? God bless you. Have a great day. Those simple words, sometimes we don't think it is as effective as it is, but yet it is truly effective. It really, truly is. It works out well. So that's awesome that we as a people, we have a chance to, yes, use our happiness for the greater good, not just for ourselves only, but we can have someone else smiling too. So that was my inspiration for tonight on happiness. Just remember to always smile and be grateful that God gave us a second chance. That means he has a purpose for our life. He has a job for us to do, because I believe if he did it, he would not have us wake up every day that he wakes us up. That means he does have something else for us to do here on the earth to get us prepared to be in his kingdom. So you guys, the doctor is in, and he will take all your prayers, petitions, praise reports to the throne of grace tonight. God bless everybody.
Thank you tonight. Amen, Sister Ketasha, for bringing us on again. Amen, with inspiration words, wisdom and knowledge, encouraging, amen, mankind. We are so grateful, amen, for this young lady standing beside me every Wednesday and every Thursday. Amen, is to bring you food for thought and to take your requests along with you to the throne of grace. You in Radio Land tonight. Put your spirit's ears on. Let us get in contact with Jesus. This is a serious thing that we are doing. I know, amen, the Lord has answered many of your prayers, and he'll still answer your prayers. But he does not just hassle them just to hassle them. He hassles them because he wants you to be obedient. Call somebody tonight and tell them, amen, that Dr. Moore, amen, is on the air tonight. And whether it's sickness or whether you need, amen, financial aid, or praise the Lord, you're having family problems, whatever what you need tonight, let's take it to the throne of grace. We are human beings, and God understands the chaotic that we are going through with right now. And some of you just want to give up. Call that number tonight, amen, pray. Let me pray with you. I know the feeling. Don't feel like, amen, sometimes you want to make it. Call me tonight. Let me encourage you. And those of you that are seeking the Holy Ghost tonight, reach out like never before. Amen. The God that we serve is able to deliver us. And the Hebrew boy said that they were in the furnace of fire. If he don't deliver us, we know he's yet able. So let us quit doubting. Let us quit moaning. Let's get up and praise him for what he's done and what he's done. Amen. And what he's going to do. I know many times, amen, in my body, I don't feel like praising him. I don't feel like, amen, giving him glory. But he's God, and he's worthy of my praise. And if I can just effort out of my heart, amen, and out of my soul, I'm going to give him praise. Beloved, tonight, you call somebody, tell somebody, amen, if they need prayer, call this number. That's where God got us on this air, amen, is to pray. Let us pray one for, I know there are many people who don't believe, amen, that we need each other prayer, but we need each other. We can't get along without one another. We're not an island by ourselves, but together we, amen, we stand, and divided we fall. Let me read you this scripture, amen, that very familiar in the, amen, 11th chapter of the book of St. John. And the third verse, he said, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he who thou lovest is sick. Now, amen, that did not only was speaking to Lazarus at that time. Lord, thou who thou lovest is sick. You love Lazarus, and Lazarus is sick. But I want to encourage you tonight, all sickness is not unto death. Just because you are sick, and just because it looks like you are leaving here, it does not mean all the time that you are leaving here. Some of this is for the glory of God. And that's what he said, amen, in the fourth verse. When Jesus heard this, he says, this sickness is not unto death. So as we go into our traumatic time in life, and we see all kind of things coming up on us. Every time we get sick, it does not mean that we're getting ready to die. Yes, we're going to die, but sometimes not right at that time. But this was for the glory of God. This sickness was for God to get the glory out of. And many of you, amen, in the hospital. And amen, at home. Your sickness, amen, is for the glory of God. So I want you to keep on praying. I want you to keep on giving God thanks. Even, amen, your body don't hardly is not able to respond. In your spirit, give God thanks. Give him praise. Because all sickness is not unto death. God bless you tonight. We are getting ready to open up these lines. Praise the Lord with all sincereness. Amen. And all readiness go to the Lord. The Lord is still after. I know the Lord is still answering our prayer. And I know he carries us, amen, when we can't carry our own self. The Lord is carrying us. Let's give some praise to Jesus tonight for his goodness. For God knows he's worthy to be praised. We're going to open up the lines at this time, praise the Lord, and receive our first call.
Caller from Black River, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Deacon. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm calling in for prayer for myself and my household. And that the Lord continue to bless us and lift us up and touch the old people back in heaven tonight. And that the Lord continue to bless us and get to not my will, but let his will be done in my life.
You're breaking up on me. You're breaking up on me real bad.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me? You're breaking up on me real bad.
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're breaking up on me. Yes,
can
God bless you.
Cut that off the TV.
Okay,
God
bless you. I'm calling in for prayer for myself.
All right.
Headache and can you just give me strength to carry on?
We're here. God bless you, DK, man. I heard part of it. We're going to pray for you. And if you want to redial back in, amen, you can call back in and finish giving us your testimony. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you right now in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord, Satan trying to hinder this prayer tonight. But Satan, get behind us in the name of Jesus. We heard enough, Almighty God, from this man of God tonight to know that he needs prayer and he needs your spirit to uplift him right now.
Who's
about to be in the fall? Go there and lift his headache in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now. In the name of Jesus right now. I come against the very forces of hell right now. My God, I take the authority of Jesus. And we come against the powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my brother right now, Lord. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Pick him up. My God, put words in his mouth. Encourage his spirit in these last and evil days right now. Walk with him, talk with him, deal with him, work with him like never before. Continue to open up his eyes, Lord. My God, that you see the revelation of the knowledge of you to come. Warn me of this sin in the name of Jesus right now. Save his household in the name of Jesus. My God, go with him tonight. Lift him up where he talks down at in the name of Jesus. Heal him right now, Lord. We're going to give you the praise and all the glory belong to you in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Dee. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-200. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bishop.
God bless you.
This is Beanie.
God bless you, Sister Beanie. Amen, amen. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Right.
I'm calling to pray my strength in the Lord and
uh-huh.
to pray for me and pray for my family. This morning with a bloodshot in her eye this morning, I want you to
okay.
pray that God touch it. And that she be okay with that. And
okay.
I have a procedure to be done on the 16th of this month. And I want you to pray that God go in the surgery room and he take over my surgery with his love. And yes. Bo husband, pray that he gets stronger, and that God, he already has his hand on him because he's coming this way.
Yeah.
And just to pray my strength and pray for my family and pray for the world, as we all need prayer in the world, that we love each other and we be together as one in hatred and everything that's be gone from the world and from us in our hearts. And we be as one, as God on one accord, like he wanted to be.
Yes. God bless you, Sister Brandon, tonight. Go ahead.
My children, both of them is drivers, that God keep them covered on the highways as they be out there. And they make it home safe back to their family. I just want prayer, just prayer.
Prayer. All right. We're going to, amen, take your petition to the Lord tonight. It's just so good to hear your voice. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, first of all, we bring it up before you as she have a time to go before the doctors, Lord Jesus, and they're going to do surgery on her. So we ask you, Lord God, to be there in the surgery.
Yes, Jesus.
Go there, Lord. Go there.
Yes,
you got surgeon hands.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus, did you praying, Lord Jesus, for one tonight? My God, for people to be of one mind tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
I pray
in the name of Jesus.
Tonight, I touch and I agree with her in the name of
Jesus
right now.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
My God, touch the children as they're driving up and down the highway,
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Right name.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Look out for us in
the
name
of Jesus.
My God, keep praying for us. That you continue to break him. Give him an eternal
Jesus name.
In the name of Jesus right now. Bring us the gift I've never before, Lord. My God, every confusion among the children of God. My God, please come along, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I know the Lord
thank
is
you,
honoring
Jesus.
Our prayers, baby. God is hearing our
yes,
prayers.
Jesus.
And we're giving him praise
thank
for
you.
It right now.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Hushabah. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Bishop.
Thank you, thank you. That's right. Thank you. Thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Be worthy of your praise.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God.
Yes.
My God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
You,
you have such a beautiful testimony. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you sharing that testimony with us tonight. Because, amen, many of God's people needed that blessing. And, amen, through you,
yes.
amen, prayer has went up before them. And we're going to continue
yes.
to hold them up. Amen. And
yes.
prayer in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes.
Father,
yes.
God,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Prayer
yes,
changes
Lord.
Things.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless
okay,
you. God bless
Bishop.
You.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you, Sister Sabrina. Thank you for the call. And we'll be looking for you next week if the Lord bless.
Yes, you will get a call from me. And bless you.
All
Bishop.
Right. God, I'll keep in touch with you. God bless you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Caller from 310-508. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
That's you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, sis. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Yeah. I was going to be half asleep, kind of caught me off guard. But anyway, pray for my home. My home will call my home a prayer. And I'm asking a special prayer for myself, for my son, that God continue to bless him.
God bless you, Mother Jenin. God bless you. Amen. We're praying for him. Are you talking to him about Jesus?
No, Mother.
I told you.
Mother Jenin. Are you talking to your son about Jesus?
No, I'm not really.
Mother Jenny, if you really want the help from the Lord, tell him about Jesus.
Okay.
Whether he want to hear it or not, if he want help, Jesus is the one that can give help.
He will listen. He will definitely listen.
Well, you tell him about Jesus. And I know he knows that Jesus loves him. I know he knows that.
Yeah.
But just encourage him. Encourage him. All sickness is not under death. Just because he's going through with something, it don't mean he fits to die. All sickness is not under death.
Right.
But encourage him. Let him know that Jesus loves him and Jesus is sparing him every day of his life. Let him know, amen, he don't have to live that way. Just say yes to Jesus.
Okay.
Please do that with me. And if you want to see a change in your son, amen, talk to him.
Well, I do talk to him, Bishop. I do.
God bless you. I believe you do, Mother. But just encourage him the more. We're going to take your petition to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, we are not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. And Lord Jesus, his mother is looking down upon her son. And she sees within his heart right now that he's perishing, but she wants eternal life on him. Oh, mighty God, touch that mind of that young man right now. Touch him. Turn him around,
mm-hmm.
Lord. I know you're able to do it. I know you're able to work with his mind because you know his thoughts. You know the very intents of his mind. My God, I'm asking you to work with him right now in the name of Jesus right now. Right in the name of Jesus. Turn him around. Turn him around, Lord. Give him an eternal yes in his mind, spirit, Lord. My God, give him a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
that, Lord, I'll let your will be done in my life in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this mother. My God, my heart bringing him to us tonight. I thank you for tonight. Continue to uphold her, Lord. Continue to give her strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I claim deliverance for her. Oh, my God, I claim deliverance for him right now by the power of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You can't have him. You're trying to sit to him as grains of sand, but you can't have him. I find that spirit in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. This is your soul, Lord. This is your soul. Bring him to you, Lord. Giving me eternal yes. We're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory right now in Jesus' name. Mother Jenna, we thank you for calling tonight, amen. And we're going to continue to hold you and, amen, your son and the rest of your family up in the name of Jesus. Thank God, amen. Thanks, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Caller from 562-200. You're live on here, Dr. Moore. So, caller. 562-200. Call back in, caller. Next caller, 562-228. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Ketanja Bishop.
God bless you.
My prayer request is to remember those who are in bondage to homosexuality and drug addiction, and the ones who are schizophrenic. Remember Rebecca, that God continue to draw her to him and save her soul before it's too late. Remember those the ones that are destitute and in need, that God sent out his ministering angels to help them. Remember my children, God save them before it's too late.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen, 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 amen. Beloved saints of God, you that can get a prayer through in radio land tonight, in every country, in every land, we have these kind of people.
Yes,
as
yes.
But God have not forsaken them. Let's pray, amen, for these homosexuals, these lesbians. Amen, these cross-dressers. Amen, that they come for the living. Come and serve a living
deliver
God.
Deliver, Jesus. Deliver, Jesus.
Pray for some deliverance in the land. We need some Holy Ghost.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We need some Holy Ghost people tonight. But I need a horseman now. To stand before the Almighty God in the power of victory over this disease.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Satan has tried to drag God's people down tonight. Lord God,
do it,
they
Jesus.
Are yours.
Do it, Jesus.
You can come up, Lord. You can make them new tonight in the name of Jesus tonight.
Yes, you can, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Young men, young women, young boys, old men. Oh, my God, all humanity. My God, save them tonight. Let them know they don't have to walk in the belly of hell tonight so they can wash their blood. My God, in
the name of Jesus.
Come out, Lord. Let them come out from among them. We pray, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
That is concerned about those that is in poverty tonight, walking in darkness and don't know where they're going tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
But,
Jesus,
you come and brought a marvel light. My God, let them find that light.
Yes, Lord.
And let them walk in that light in the name of Jesus right now. We take authority over Satan. My God, Satan, we are not playing with you. My God, we are not playing.
In the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood is against you.
We're standing on the power of Jesus right now. We're standing on the holiness of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
That's the power of Jesus right now. These are God's people tonight in bondage. As you brought the children of Israel out of bondage, bring these out of bondage.
Deliver us, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You deliver a strong hand, Lord. My God, I know you're the same today, yesterday,
yes,
and forever.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I claim victory. Save them and sanctify
victory
them.
Victory in the name of Jesus.
The Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Bring up a mighty army. Bring up a mighty army.
Lift them up in the name of Jesus.
My God, and turn them from me, we can wait. And we're going to praise your name tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God tonight. Concerned about your peoples all over the face of the earth, everywhere, in Jesus' name. Together, we're touching and agreeing in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Call us from 443-467. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you doing tonight? God bless you, Katasha. My prayer request is, that God continue to bless the city of Baltimore, continue to bless the city of Los Angeles. And I have a special prayer request. I have an older brother, Pastor. His name is Pastor Bartholomew Erickson. They admitted him into University Hospital on Friday. He had a heart bypass, and his heart is very, very weak. He's fighting for his life at university. So I know the prayers of the righteous can go far and far as near. So we need to, I want to keep him and put him on the prayer list that God will cover him, because he can do nothing but fail. And I believe God on his total healing. That's my prayer request for Pastor Ironton.
God bless you, preacher, tonight. Amen. Be encouraged. And the scripture that I read tonight, amen.
Yes.
Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus
yes.
loved Lazarus.
Yeah.
And Lazarus was sick. And Jesus didn't only love Lazarus, Jesus loved many of us. And
yes.
many of us is sick. But all sickness is not unto death.
Yes.
All sickness that we're going through with, this was for the glory of God. So
amen.
Tonight, amen. We're going to take it tonight, amen. The brother, praise the Lord, that is, amen, going through it right now, amen. We're going to give God
yes.
the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For allowing this affliction even to come upon him. My
yes,
God, in his sickness, in his weakness, God is able to give him strength.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
that his name may be glorified through the suffering of this man. Touch
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I know you're able to deliver, Lord, my God. That is no question in our mind. I know you're able to deliver. It
my
may
God.
Not be time for you to deliver, but we know you're able. What
yes,
you process out for. That your name can be glorified, that somebody can be saved. Somebody may know who you are through the suffering of this man. Continue
yes,
to strengthen my beloved brother. In Jesus' name. In that
yes,
city
yes.
of Baltimore, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus,
yes,
I know your blood is coming there. I know your blood is coming. If it
yes.
wasn't, Satan would
yes.
take over the whole city.
Hallelujah.
But, oh, your blood and your mercy
Hallelujah.
Is there right now. You are hearing our prayer. You are delivering. My God, and we give you the praise. We thank you right now. Baba Hoshanadi Bisa. Bless every man and woman of God under the sound of my voice in Baltimore
yes,
that
sir.
Know you and fear your holy name. Let them stand like never before, Lord. Let them stand, Lord. Let them witness like never before in the name of Jesus. Give them holy boldness right now. In Jesus' name, Smith
yes.
and my preacher, right now in the name of Jesus. My God, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let them walk
Hallelujah.
In. Let them walk in your life. Day by day, hour by hour, talk to him, communicate
yes.
with him, Lord. Continue to open up his wisdom and knowledge and understanding right now.
Yes.
My God, and we're going to give you the
yes.
praise and the glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now. Let your holy anointing be upon right now. In
Jesus' name.
My God, in the name of Jesus right now. My God, my brother, go in full strength under the anointing of Jesus. God, his will. And we're going to give God the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Thank you for coming. That's the way it is.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God. Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome, son. Call that number tonight. You want to be delivered from dope, prostitution? I don't care what it is. Jesus is able to deliver you. And just because you might be in that predicament, do not think that he don't love you, because he still loves you. He comes to die for sinners. We all were sinners. We all have done wrong. But by his grace, he came to save us. So don't feel so guilty tonight. You out there, let's know you're not done right. Don't feel so guilty tonight. Jesus love you tonight. This is Dr. Moore trying to encourage you and let you know, amen, that every believer done did some of the same thing mostly that you have done. But the Lord have delivered us. And if he deliver us, he can deliver you. We are so grateful tonight. Amen, that those that have called in and God is hearing our prayers, we are elated tonight by the power of Jesus and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is moving. Let the devil know one thing, saints of God. Let the devil know you are not playing with him. Let him know, amen, you are not playing. God bless you. We have a call on the line.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah.
358, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
We're here. God bless you.
Hello.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer for me and my family. For me, I'm not, you know, I'm still ain't feeling as well as I'm supposed to be. I'm calling for my church and you, Bishop.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I was wondering where you was tonight. Amen, praise the Lord. But you got here, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Almighty God, right now, Lord, we come before you. My beloved brother right now, Lord, calling in for prayer. And, Lord, let this thing be vengeful. Let it have some understanding and some delivering behind it. When we say, we call it in for prayer. Prayer change the thing. Prayer alter the thing.
Yes.
Prayer is a communication to the throne of grace tonight. So, oh, Lord, calling in for prayer because we need prayer. Prayer, Lord. Prayer to take us through. We need prayer to take us through tonight. We need prayer to open up doors for us. We need prayer to give us more wisdom and more knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. I'm asking you to bless my beloved brother tonight. I'm so glad that he was able to call in tonight. Lord Jesus, and bless him in his household in the name of Jesus, and continue to strengthen that body of his and that mind in the name of Jesus. Keep him in perfect peace, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now. We thank you for bringing him out of darkness into his marvel light in Jesus' name right now. We give you the praise and all the glory belongs to Jesus. Thank God for you. Amen and amen. God bless
you,
my brother.
Thank you, Tasha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-350. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Caller.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and
be glad
therein. I'm just in agreement with all the prayer requests that went up before the throne of grace. I'm asking the Lord to pray much for me and my children's and my children's children. Praying for my whole entire family, my brothers and sisters and their children. And I'm praying for all my family down there in Arizona and Arkansas, near and far, and their children. Praying for my husband and entire family as a whole. Greater All Nation as a whole and my bishop, my Greater All Nation family, all those that's on our prayer list. Because there is much to be prayed for. There's much needed to be prayed for. So I'm just asking the Lord to just keep us up before him, keep on blessing us and have his mercy upon us and covering us with the blood. And most of all, this pray for America. That is my prayer request. Those behind prison walls.
God bless you, my daughter, tonight. That is a continuation prayer. Amen. We continue from one week to the other one. We holding each other up in prayer in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus right now.
In Jesus'
the
name.
The Lord is just refreshing us, amen. Just refreshing our mind, amen, that we are praying one for another one. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're going to continue to lift up the name of Jesus right now. All those that you have called from state to state, my God, in the name of
Lord.
Jesus right now. You hear the prayer.
Yes,
let,
Lord.
Let them stop. Let them stop and pay attention, Lord. They need to offer.
Hallelujah.
And stand still and look and see your
yes,
coming.
Lord.
And
yes,
see that
Lord.
You are watching over them. You are covering them under your blood. And it's through prayer.
Yes.
It is through prayer. It is through prayer.
Yes.
Let them say yes to your divine will. Let them say yes to your divine will.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus,
in
I thank
Jesus
you for my beloved sister right now. And she upholding Greater All Nation as a whole. Everyone that belongs to Greater All Nation, my God, we got them up before you right now. In the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
give us
Lord.
One month,
yes, Lord.
Give us one accord now in the name of Jesus. And let us say, yes, in your will.
Yes, Lord.
Fight,
yes, Lord.
My God, give us strength to fight in the name of Jesus right now.
In Jesus' name,
yes, Lord. That souls
might
be saved. That soul,
in Jesus' name. Jesus, save. Hallelujah, in the name.
Bring them in. The harvest is ripe, but the labor is few. Bring them in, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bring them in. In the name of
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Thank you.
We
Jesus.
Give you the praise and the glory.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus
yes,
name.
Lord.
Thanks be unto the Lord. Thank you for calling, my daughter. Amen and amen.
Love
you,
Bishop and Kitasha. Thank
you,
too. God bless you.
Amen. I have a request tonight I want to make tonight. Amen. Before we get off the air tonight, we are praying for, amen, this sick, inflicted, amen, on the prayer list. And I have a special request, amen, from a very special friend of mine, Pastor Cosby. Amen. Is ill tonight. And those of you can get a prayer through, I'm asking you, amen. Just pray for her. And God will continue to give her strength as to come this way. My God, my God, my God. We're going to go to the Lord tonight. Oh, for amen, Pastor, tonight. And her entire church and her family tonight. That God will give them strength right now at this hour. I know Satan, amen, has struck a blow. And my God, and trying to disencourage the saints of God, but I come against him with the power of Jesus right now. You said upon this rock, I will build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm asking you, Lord, deliver in the name of Jesus. What man, Lord Jesus, can't do, you can do it. I know you're able. Every head shall raise up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Strengthen the body of Jesus Christ everywhere. Give us one mind and give us one accord, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we help us one to another. And I thank you for my beloved sister right now. Wrap her up in your arm. Close her, Lord. My God, in your right hand tonight, hold her in the palm of your hand.
pizza or soul rocker like you do a baby tonight in the name of Jesus. And let her continue to say, yes, you will. Thank God, my God, for all of those, my God, on the prayer list. Raise them up tonight and take them through. We're going to give you the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Caller from 424-251. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Shauna.
God bless you.
Hi, I wanted to get prayer for my head. I've been having really bad headaches, and I don't know what else to do. I need prayer for it.
Now, who is this?
Shauna, Kibi daughter.
Yes. All right. You do, Shauna. You believe Jesus?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
I want you to touch your head right now. You got the hand on your head?
Yes.
Short time, Baba. Hey! I command that go to go. I command it right now. Right now, Lord, right now. Them headaches, my God, make them disappear right at this moment, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now. I know this young lady, Lord. I know she's not experienced with your power. But, oh, God, do it for her right now. I rebuke that condition. I rebuke and I bind it in the name of Jesus right now. Shauna, I believe Jesus right now. Search for your headaches, but I believe Jesus right now. Jesus
yes.
is the right now, God. My God. My God. Believe the Lord with me. And I want you to, amen, call me, amen, and tell me how your head is done.
I sure will.
You believe Jesus with me?
Yes, I do.
All right. Shut on the horse. All right, darling. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from Black Number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is, may God continue to correct all his peoples in Jesus' name. And may God richly bless your radio ministry.
Amen.
That's my prayer request.
Praise the Lord. You said a big word, my sister. Bro, I totally agree with you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Correct.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I thank you
for
speaking to my beloved sister tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, continue to correct your people.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a price to be paid, but Lord, correct us, Lord. My God, that we will be obedient unto your will. Not about us,
yes,
but it's about
Jesus.
And
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for it right now. Let your spirit direct each and every one in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I
thank
you where we have been torn down, where we've been destroyed, where we've been abused.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
My God, take us home tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let
Jesus.
Us forgive everything, everybody and everything that have come against us, Lord. Let us go on in faith. Let us forgive, Lord. Let us walk on in faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless my sister home right now. Continue to give her revelation. Move in her life right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
my God.
Jesus.
Cut right now and take a higher
yes,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. And we're going to give you
yes,
the praise.
Jesus.
We're going to give you the glory for moving in our life, Lord,
yes.
and up on our spirit right now in Jesus' name. Thank
yes,
you unto
Jesus.
The Lord. Amen
Thank
and
you,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you for calling us today, Doc.
You're welcome. Love you, Bishop and Kitasha.
God
bless.
God bless you tonight. The Lord is working this thing out tonight. Amen. Remember, Bishop said, all sickness is not unto death.
Some sickness, amen, is for the glory of the Lord tonight. But as you call in tonight and you in Radio Land, as you are listening all over the world, not, amen, just in California, but, amen, all over the world. Remember Jesus. He loved you tonight. No matter what condition you in, he loved you. And if you don't want to be in that condition, he'll bring you out of that condition. Those of you, amen, in Radio Land, if you can write us on Facebook and you want salvation, let us know, amen, that you are praying for salvation. We will pray along with you. That, amen, Jesus will give you salvation and open up your eyes and give you understanding how to understand the scripture. Remember, Jesus, he's not willing that any should perish tonight. He don't want to see nobody lost. It does not mean, amen, we have not done wrong. Yes, we all have done wrong, but he is a forgiving God. He will forgive you of your sin. I don't care how bad your sin is, how much dope you done stole, Jesus will forgive you. How many women you done hurt? How many men you done hurt? Jesus will forgive you. He loves you tonight. And oh, backsliders, this is the hour and the time that I warn you. Come on back to Jesus. Come on. He said, I'm married to you. This is Dr. Moore tonight along with the staff here in Apple Valley. We give an amen all we got. Amen. Giving God the praise tonight. And I am so grateful for each one of you that is calling in and encouraging others to call in. We are so elated, amen, by the power of Jesus tonight. It's only the power of Jesus is going to give us a breakthrough. It's only the power of Jesus is going to deliver us. We need deliverance, amen, in religious. We need deliverance. Satan has duped. Satan, amen, has put up a phony religion. We need to go back to the old past. It's time to call upon Jesus like never before. He said, call upon me while I'm near. Because there's coming a time, amen, that men's going to call upon me and they climb in his amen and they trouble. He said, I will not answer them. Call on Jesus. Thank God tonight. Again, for each one of you that called tonight. And we are so elated, amen, for your call next Wednesday night. If the Lord delay is coming and enable us to be on the phone, get somebody, tell somebody, amen, that Dr. Moore and his staff here in Apple Valley is on the air. And we want to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. We're not done this, amen, for pleasure. We're not getting, amen, paid for this. Amen. This is coming from the depths of my heart tonight. I'm doing it because I love Jesus, and I want to encourage you out there, amen. What he done for one, he can do for another one. There was a time, amen, I can remember that I wouldn't even pick up the word of God to even see what the Lord was saying. Now I love the word of God, and I love you. Every race, every creed, every color, it doesn't make any difference who you are. You are human. I love you because Jesus loved you first. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore saying, God bless you until tomorrow night.